This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 142 of bookcareers.com live. Today we are continuing our mini-series for new publishing students, and this is part two, your first CV. This is designed to help you outline a CV if you feel you've got zero experience or nothing to say. If you haven't yet listened to part one of this series, which covers critical skills for new publishing students, then please do go back and have a listen. It's episode number 141. Personally, I'm really disappointed that no one has emailed me about the deliberate mistake with episode 141. I'm not going to spoil it by telling you what it is, but now I've pointed it out, there is a deliberate mistake. I wonder how many people will now get in touch. Just before we start on CVs, remember we offer paid consultations for help with CVs, covering letters, answering application questions, or prepping for an interview. We won't write your CV word for word. You need to come to us with documents which are of a standard that you would normally send with your application. I will then teach and guide you with your real live documents how to improve your CV, covering letter, etc. So you not only learn how to improve your current application, but understand how to improve future applications too. The cost of this is £59, and many clients have said that this is the best help ever and that the guidance given was extremely valuable and very easy to replicate. Another client said that Suzanne was a fantastic employability advisor and gave me a lot of pointers which I hadn't previously considered. She was thorough, constructive, and patient. I would recommend her thoroughly to anyone trying to find their first publishing job. Wow, thank you for that. To book an appointment, please go to the Looking for a Job option on the bookcareers.com homepage and scroll down. So your first CV. Now, I get this might not be your first CV, but this is all about how to write your CV when you're staring at a blank piece of screen or all you have is your education and nothing more. This episode works in conjunction with at least four other episodes on CVs. So once you've listened to this, please go to the Book Careers website, click the podcast link, and use the search button to find the other CV episodes. Now, I always advise clients not to use a preset template or any elaborate designs or colour. You might think this advice is wrong, yet I have proven time and time again that people who have their CVs written in black text on a white background appear to get employed quicker than those who use a template and have fancy designs or gimmicks. The same goes for putting your CV in columns. Do not use columns for a book publishing CV, nor any graphics or photographs. So on your blank screen, the first thing to type is your name and contact details. You don't need to put your full home address or your national insurance number, nor your date of birth, nor add in the word curriculum vitae. The required information is your name, your telephone number, your email address. And please proofread your contact details. The most common mistake I see on CVs is that candidates have mistyped their contact details. How on earth can we get in touch with you if you don't have your correct phone number or your correct email address? We can't. The next item concerns what you might say about yourself or what skills you might like to highlight. I know you're saying, but I have no skills. Yet you probably have more skills than you realise. The most common action that students take is to write a personal profile about themselves, and they write the kind of personal profile that they did for their university applications. When your university application profile, you're talking about your aims, interests, and what you hope for. Yet a personal profile for a CV tailored to job hunting is different. You want to focus on the skills you have that relate to the job you are applying for or wish to be considered for. This personal profile can be anything up to 5 lines of text. The usual length is 3 to 5 lines of text. Any more and you're likely to be waffling, and your profile will need a good edit, which is not a great start for a career in publishing. It is so easy to get a personal profile wrong, I usually advise that it could be better not to write a personal profile at all. What you don't want to do is write a personal profile full of what I call CV speak, which might say, I'm a hard-working, organised team player who is a great communicator. That could apply to absolutely every single person, so you don't want to say that, you want to give some specifics. In your personal profile, you might want to say about any of the skills you have picked up whilst studying. They might be skills you use in your studies, such as being able to use Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, or skills you've picked up through your interests and extracurricular activities. For example, you might be very active on social media. And if you are, in your personal profile and on your CV, state the platforms you use or are experienced in, and also state if you are fluent in any languages. And this is how, when you have no skills, you start to realise you do have skills. Every day, you're probably using most of the suite of Microsoft Office. You're probably communicating on a social media platform. You're probably answering a phone, using Zoom, learning how to organise and prioritise yourself. All of these are basic skills you could be using in your first job. This is why you need to have incorporated in your CV, either within the text and the body of your CV or as a summary, a list of all the computer software and media you can use. If you've ever had a holiday job or temporary role, or you're currently working in retail, have any of these roles given you skills? For example, working in a shop, you are likely to have developed your customer service skills. What you don't want to do is to list a few words or phrases which have no foundation. I see CVs which say organisation skills, communication skills, literacy. Yet none of these are relevant as they have no context or foundation. Or students aim to give these skills some context by saying, I organised myself at university. I communicated with lecturers. I am literate. Now, the next section concerns your work history, if you have any. You want the name of the post you held, the name of the company or organisation, and the dates you were there. If you were only employed for 2 weeks out of a month and it crossed November and December, then put the months and then in brackets put 2 weeks. It's much better to be specific like this rather than mislead anyone that you were there for much longer. Under the heading of the post, you may want to add in some detail. This might be for a retail role. Serving customers, operating a till, answering customer questions, and ensuring the shelves were kept stocked and tidy. Now, you might think that this experience is not relevant to a job in publishing. But when you have nothing to say on your CV, these skills can be key in getting you employed, especially if it was a paid role rather than anything voluntary. Paid work, whatever that paid work is, always trumps working for free. This is because when you are in a paid role, you must deliver work to a certain standard, otherwise you will lose your job. It demonstrates a sense of responsibility, the ability to turn up on time and regularly, and if you've been in a hectic and demanding environment, the ability to work under pressure and to deadlines. If you've been fortunate to hold more than one post, then the order should be reverse chronological, with the most recent experience first. Please don't try and dress up any experiences and make them sound like you were running the company. None of us expect you to be running the company. But what we do like to see is a commitment to hold down a job, especially while studying. Then we come to your education. If you are at university, you need to write the name of the university, the course years, and the name of the course. If you had to choose modules for your course, what modules did you choose? Whether it's an option to study 20th century literature, or if you are studying publishing, an option to study international publishing, or emerging formats, or production in the 21st century, list these modules. If you are writing or have completed a dissertation or major project, what was your dissertation or major project on? For any previous school education, you want to name the school and the qualifications attained. Then the next section, you might want to have a small section on interests and extracurricular activities. This might be 2 to 3 lines or keywords about what you do outside of your studies and work. Some important points to remember. Consistency is key. However you head one section, ensure all the headings for other sections are the same. Do not go over 2 sides of A4 paper. Check and double check and even triple check for errors. So many CVs are full of errors, even from people claiming to have an eye for detail. And always use the following rule of thumb. If you are not getting interviews, it's down to your CV, covering letter, or answers to application questions. If you are getting interviews but not getting the job, it is down to your interview performance along with your CV, covering letters, or answers to application questions. Now, don't forget to listen to the other CV episodes on the Book Careers website. And if you're stuck, my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.